I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's government has reached a peace agreement with the Sudan Revolutionary Front, a coalition of rebel groups from Darfur and other regions in the country. The agreement will end a civil war that's raged since 2003 and has killed 300,000 people in Darfur alone. Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs USA says this agreement will hopefully allow Sudan to focus on development instead of internal warfare.
There are some questions about, okay, how did this happen? How did all these people get in the same room? But I think there does seem to be momentum towards civilian rule in Sudan.
Sudanese Christians welcome an end to civil war, but they still face persecution at a local and family level. Please pray lasting peace will come to Sudan and that Christians will have more freedom to proclaim the gospel. And did you know you can go on an international mission trip right from home? E3 Partners virtual mission trips connect you or your group with a mission team, and together you spend several days engaging with missionaries in another country, going on virtual prayer walks, learning the culture, and supporting their needs. Claudia Adame is E3 Partners Executive Vice President of Mission Support.
The one we did to Greece recently, we had a pretty sizable group. Some of them were from a particular church and a couple of other ministries. But I tell you, this team totally fell in love with our local missionaries there and got to know his family, and they are still in communication.
E3 Partners has several virtual mission trips coming up to Nigeria, North India, Honduras, and Greece. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.